calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, it's me trying to get a hold of my kids and, of course, reconcile with my wife because it's rather important to me because, again, I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. And also because I really love her. I had a very busy weekend. I've had a remarkably busy day. I mentioned to your dad, who gave me an email this morning, that I'm dealing with 3 Hindus, 1 Mormon. And then tomorrow I'm actually taking the gentleman I picked up from prison a week or two ago. I'm going to take him to Chattanooga because he needs to get to the dentist. Again, I'll be driving his truck since he doesn't have a license right now on East Brainerd Road, which is makes me slightly nervous. But because you see, I'm trying to love. And, it's kind of a model I'd like to set before my family. But fundamentally, your dad sent me an email today. You may be aware of this. And there was a hint of an opening. And I would suggest it's not the ideal, but it's there, and I'm going to take it. Because, you see, my goal is not to win the argument with your dad, but to reconcile with him. And I hope to do that, because I would like to look at your dad as my brother, not my enemy. And I hope he would do the same with me. I hope we would be contending together in the way that the Lord defines, as in struggling to know the truth, struggling to know the Lord. I do that with some. If I could do that with your dad, I think that would open the door to hopefully do that with my kids. That is my desire. Oh yeah, and there's someone else I want to do that with. Who was it again? Oh yeah, yeah. The woman I committed my life to. The woman I am so very much in love with. The woman I think is gorgeous. Dorothy Jane, I love you.